Hello everybody and welcome to Mindless Fun. I just had the most beautiful conversation with the most beautiful soul and I just felt so compelled. And they literally said to me, they're like, you're going to go record a podcast now, aren't you? And I was like, I am. And the person I was having a conversation with was a beautiful soul who has been gifted to me in this lifetime. And anyone who has read my book, Miracles Appear When Loved Ones Are Near, will know that when we were in Canada and we came home and David's body was still missing, in that time frame, a person who I would have known not as well as I do now came to me one evening and they told me that they were getting messages from David, that David had been coming to them, David's spirit, and he had been giving them messages for me. And at the time, I suppose I wasn't really into this as much as I am now. And I remember being so, so shocked. And I was like, what do you mean? And on that evening, they were in the room with me. And they were like, I can see David right now. And I remember so much emotion coming up. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, we can see, like, I can see him right now and he's there behind you. Like, and you know what I say, and I say to everyone, our loved ones are with us always, every moment, every second, even when we feel like they're not. But back then I was like, oh my God, like, and it just brought up so much emotion. And anyway, they, from that evening onwards, they had told me that they had got written messages from David, and they were like, would you like one? And I remember being like, oh my goodness. I was like, Jeannie Mackers, David is missing. Now there's, he's trying to communicate with me through someone I know. And I just was like, oh my goodness, this is mad. But of course, the curiosity in me, of course, wanted a message from David, do you know? So I was like, yeah. And I remember waiting days and days, and it didn't happen on my time frame. But the first message they gave me was on a little, on a piece of paper, and they had written it out. And in that message, they discuss something that had happened with me and David in our apartment when we lived in Dublin. And I remember reading it and being like, oh my dear Lord. Nobody could have known that. Like, nobody, bar me and David. And I was like, oh my holy moly. And I remember all this emotion. I was like, oh my God, this is David, this is David. And again, going back to, I was so new to any of this. But I like that, like the signs I was getting with the dragonflies or the bushflies, or, you know, it was just another way that David could connect with me. And this person, and obviously, you know, in the book, I gave them a pseudonym, and, you know, for now, they don't, you know, they don't want anyone to know, you know, who they are or whatever. And that's perfect, you know. But I suppose the reason I'm sharing this is, like, life can be hard, and we can often view ourselves that we are just this physical body. But when you think about things like that and you really sit into that, and the two of us are just here chatting, and we're just like, we're just reflecting on like the last few years, and we're like, oh my God, we are so lucky. Like, we have a bond. Like, I have just unconditional love for them, and they have unconditional love for me. And, like, you know, we have been such guides to each other. And, like, this person gave me written messages for, I'd say, over a year and a half. Like, or they used to ring me. I remember, like, on one particular day, I was really bad. I was really low. And they rang me. they knew exactly where I was, and they were like, David said to ring you. And I remember being like, oh my God. So it was his way of showing me, Kira, like, I am with you. Like, I can see, you can't see me, but I'm with you every second, every moment. And yeah, the two of us were reflecting, and we were just talking about, like in daily life, like, things might happen, and things might stress you out, or you might get worried. And we're like, when we pull ourselves back to our journey here, we're like, oh my goodness, and this is mad. Well, it's not mad. And sometimes I say that this is mad, but I don't think any of this is mad. I have such an awareness that I am a soul having a physical experience here. And, I've been shown so many times. I'm so lucky. Like, I'm so blessed. But anyway, I believe that my soul has been here multiple times, different lifetimes. And I've been to a few workshops and stuff where I have connected in with that, past lives. And me and this person who has given me messages from David and really was a teacher, they were a guide to me in that time. During that time, I believe that they chose to come in and be that connection to David in order to help me tap into that spirit, that soul within me that knew that I could heal, that I could grow, that I could open my heart again, that I could move forward. And in one of the workshops, we connected in that, like, this person in another life, I was their mother. The two of us are like, oh my God, like, and we know, like, I suppose we have a connection that is really hard to explain. And like, nobody, like, people probably wouldn't understand it, but when the two of us are together, like, we just know, we're like, oh my God, like, we know, our souls know each other so, so well. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I know loads of people have these experiences, or they just have someone in their life that they're like, oh my God, I know you. And they can't explain, or they meet someone once or twice, but something in them is like, geez, I know you. Or they're having connection with their loved ones in spirit, or and sometimes we think this isn't normal, or this is happens to the minority. But I actually think all of this stuff is happening to lots of people, but what's happening is we don't share it and we hold it in, and we think then that oh, nobody else resonates with this or whatever. And I believe we are all energy. Like, I'm energy, you're energy, and we all vibrate at different levels and on different days depending on what's going on. But like, if you're just tapping into you, you're speaking your truth, you're standing in your power, it'll always be mirrored back to you. What you believe will always be true. And like, in the last few months, like, I've had some amazing experiences where I've just been out within the community and I have met people who, from the outside looking in, you might think, oh, they don't know, they wouldn't be into any of this, or you can't share this bit with you. You have just talk about the stuff that is deemed okay or acceptable. And last weekend is just a really beautiful, beautiful example. So I was in Clare and I was off doing my own thing. And I highly advise bringing yourself for a day, and just going off and just trust in where you're guided to. And I was guided to this place. It's so funny. I had been following them on Instagram, and I remember during the week being like, I need to go there. And I had actually said to my friend, I met her on Saturday, I was like, they have a message for me there, I need to go there. So when I went to this specific place, and I was sitting outside, it was like a food truck, and I was sitting outside and I had ordered food and they had a bench. I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna eat my food, and like, you can see, like, the scenery, or it was just gorgeous. And there was a man there, and he was like an older man, I'd say he was in his 60s. And we briefly started chatting, and I suppose he could feel from my energy that I was open and, and he sat down, and it was so cute. So I had my lunch, and he had his lunch, and we must have been sitting for about half an hour, if not longer. And he, like, we were both eating our food, and we had just the most wholesome conversation. And if you were looking, like, 60-year-old man, I think, did he say he had a farm? Do you just think anyway, spirits, mediums, energy, you might think, oh no, he wouldn't be into any of this now. But now I don't think that because I just see it so much. And we were just chatting, and the chat, I don't know how the chat, it just so was so natural, and it developed. And he started telling me about his mother and how his mother had passed away with dementia, and he was caring for her. And then it opened up into like, as in kind of, where she's gone, and connecting with her. And he was telling me he had a beautiful dream after she passed away, and he could see her being brought into this golden light. And I said, oh my God, how did that feel? And he was like, oh, it just brought me so much peace. And then he was saying he, had gone to someone to connect with her and had got messages, and when he sees robins, he knows it's her, and and it was just so lovely. And then I was telling him, I lost my partner, and I was telling him, his body was missing for like 10 months. And I said, I think everyone thought we were not going to find him. And I said, you know what? I said, something within me knew. I said, I knew we were going to find him. I just knew it. And then we were on about faith and hope, and it was just so lovely. Like, and I think sometimes, and I suppose this has led on to other conversations I've had with other people just this week alone about how, we are very good at looking at our mind, and we're looking at our physical and our body, right, in the world we live in. But somehow along the way, I think we've forgotten that we have a soul or a spirit. And like, we need to look at ourselves as a whole. So the mind, the body, and the soul. And it's like this bit can sometimes, it's nearly something, oh yeah, I won't say that now. And I hear it so often that people do be so delighted when they meet someone else and they can have these conversations, because that part within them, that soul, that spirit, that resonance, that part that is within, wanting to be heard, to be seen, to be loved, to be felt, nearly lights up. And so often and so frequent, I hear, oh, well, I can't say that, or you have to be careful who you say that to, in case the fear of being judged or whatever. And I would question that, and I would get each of you to question that, because I do believe that we are only judged outside of us if we are judging ourselves internally. And I suppose for myself, and even in the last few months, and especially the last few years, like every day we're growing, we're evolving, and I'm so comfortable with sharing that side of me, because if anything, I suppose sometimes I think I feel like that's a bigger side of me than the mind and the body, even though it's not. We need all three, and I'm so good at sharing this because I just love it. But like, I am only ever met with, kind of energetically, because I'm acceptance of that. When I have these conversations, I feel like I'm only met with, kind of curiosity, or someone most of the time is like, oh my God, yeah. And it's like people who are dying to share it, they're dying to share their experiences. And there's no right or wrong way, or, you know, how you connect in with that part of you is your way. It can be through nature. I was out in nature a few days ago, and I just felt so connected, and I'm like, the trees were actually talking to me. Like, it was like a part of my soul was so connected, and the nature, my spirit, it was just like I felt so present, and I was just taking in all the trees, and like, it was just the most beautiful feeling. Like, and you know, even listen to this, you'll never know, even when I'm telling you how I felt, because it's a feeling. It's very hard to describe a feeling. Do you know, we can describe what it looked like, you know, and we can do our best, but a feeling in our body. And yeah, and I suppose that's why I share this. And I suppose, you know, like, I remember last year, if anyone has listened back on the podcast I recorded with Tori, please go and listen to it. Like, Tori was told in this lifetime that she would never walk, never talk again. She had had a stroke. Tori was able to connect in with that part of her, you know, that part that knew that she could do anything. And she did all of them things and more. And that's why I love sharing this, because I suppose our soul is limitless. It knows that we are just connected, you know, that we are, I suppose you could say, light, and what your soul is to you is what your soul is to you. But it's that ego part of us. It's the ego part that questions, that doesn't believe, that may be stuck in pain, that may be, do you know? And obviously we came here to feel it all, but I do think sometimes we can get stuck in feeling too much, if that makes sense, that we came here to live a good life, that we came here to live a life of joy, to live a life that is symbolic to you. Do you know? And like, I suppose connecting with nature, connecting with yourself, but connecting with other people. Like, I left that conversation with your man last Saturday, was it last Sunday? And I felt so filled up. I was so wholesome and so lovely. And, you know, we can do that. Like, you know, we can connect with others if we do so choose. And you'll always learn something. And I suppose the world we live in, phones and social media and all that, and it can be amazing, but it can also keep us very disconnected. And yeah, there's so much magic out there if we are willing to connect in, and if we are willing to just trust and listen to ourselves. And even sharing Tori's experience, and like, you know, I did another podcast with Lydia, and Lydia lost her beautiful daughter, and she has an amazing connection with her, and she's also been guided on this path of, I suppose, connecting with her soul and her purpose. Like Tori, like me, like Lydia, I did another podcast with Sinead, and Sinead lost her dad, and the same thing. And that's why I think, you know, we have an amazing, amazing capacity as a human, as a soul, an absolutely tremendous capacity to go through shit and to come out the other side even better, even bigger, even more connected. And I have shared this. I think I have shared this. Like, I know 1000% that my soul chose every single thing that has happened in this moment. I'm sitting here and recording this podcast. I know every single thing from the moment I was born my soul chose here for my growth, for my learning in this lifetime. And there's no good, there's no bad. There just is. And it always is for us. And we choose people to connect with for a short time. We choose people to stay connected for a long time. And I know, and I know that David Gavin was graced when we met when I was 17. And he was 17, like, he was like a gift from God. And he taught me so much in this lifetime. But when his accident happened, his soul had chosen that was his time to leave. And I believe his soul chose to help me, that the trauma of that and the loss was to crack me open. But that in them cracks was where the light came in. I don't think I used the word soul, or I didn't have the outlook on life I had then that I have now. And it was because of that. And imagine that we chose to do that. And I suppose, it can be hard to understand this, but you'll understand it if it is the right time. And Earth is a school that our souls choose to come here, and they choose. And the only way we learn is by through the shit. And often our parents and our families, we choose family situations and families dynamics. That often as an adult, you're actually going back and you're unlearning a lot of the stuff that you were taught as a child. And you're unlearning it for your own growth, and you're learning to accept your parents as they were, because they were doing the best they could. But it's kind of exciting when you have this awareness, because it's like, whoa. And you're like, oh my God, I've chosen all this. Like, what else? Today, after having the chat with that beautiful soul, and the two of us are like, oh my God, like look at what we've done the last few years. Like, look at the growth we've gone through. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing things I never dreamed of doing. Like, sometimes I'd be out and I'll be looking at the clouds and I'll just feel this love in my heart that I never felt before. And I'm like, oh my God, like, it's so freeing or something. And I do believe if you're listening to this, there's something within you that you're like, oh, I get this, I feel this. And I have a little cabin and I do energy work and Reiki, and sometimes I wonder, what am I doing? Like, what is it? And when I sit into it, I'm like, all I do is hold space for people to connect in with that part of them. And one lady recently said to me, she came in, she goes, I feel like I'm just covered in darkness. And afterwards she said, I feel like some of that darkness has gone. And it made me think, okay, what does that mean? And I think our soul is this embodiment of love. And the darkness is the stuff that happens here. And there will be darkness. There will be. I'm not saying any of this to be like, oh, we're supposed to be dancing around in rainbows and unicorns and all that. There has to be. We have to have the contrast. And again, tapping into what can I learn from this? But know that, again, you have that capacity to drop in, to connect. How amazing is that? And one of the biggest things I think we do here is we hold on to guilt instead of bringing the acceptance of a time in our life and being like, okay, that was shit. We hold on to it and we're like, oh, if I did, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't say that, or I wish that didn't happen in my life, right? And this is what we're going to do today. So I want you to take a big deep breath, right? And breathing out. And I want you to think about something in your life that you would like to go back and change. Something you may think about frequently. Something that you wish went differently. And then just think about this. Think about this. Ask yourself, what did you learn? What did that teach you? And just trust what wants to come up. And then think about this. If you change that, if you went back and changed that, you would change everything. You wouldn't be listening to this right now. If you have kids, you mightn't have had them beautiful children. You mightn't have met that partner. You mightn't have the job you love. It'll be specific to you. So just ask yourself. Just ask yourself, am I willing to accept that? And am I willing to let it go? Am I willing to honor that I chose that to be a part of my journey? And by doing that, you are freeing yourself from the past. You are freeing the past and you are making space for this present moment. This moment, the only moment we ever have. And for me, if I didn't accept what had happened with David, or I wanted to change something, I wouldn't be here recording this podcast. I wouldn't sometimes have that feeling of just bliss in my heart. So I had to go through that time in order to learn. And it was so freeing and will bring you so much peace if you were able to do that. And I want to normalize these conversations. And again, normal, what the hell is normal? So I'm going to bring on 4 guests in the next few weeks where they share their journeys, their learning in this lifetime. And you know, maybe accepting that, okay, dark times, bad things, whatever we want to call them, normalize that they are a gift from God, from the universe, from, you know, all they can do sometimes is just speed up our evolution here, speed up that remembrance and that journey back into our soul. And I think this does need to be shared because, again, going back to the mind, the body and the soul, it's time for us to remember that a big part of us is that soul within, that spirit, that part of us that is like, whoa, like that light within. So anyway, I love you all and Yeah, this week, just keep checking in, and the soul knows, the soul always knows, and you know you better than anybody else. And again, if anyone has any experiences they want to share here, please send it on, because we all need, that's how we help each other. We share our journeys. We share that capacity have we within to connect and to grow and to heal and to call back in the magic. I have two butterflies flying around my cottage here as I record this, and I actually have four somewhere else in like another space. And yeah, sending so much love. And also, I am going putting this at the end of every podcast, because I'm like, Kira, if you don't share all the amazing stuff you have done, how can you reach people? So this Thursday, I'm doing an online self-love healing session where we'll be doing mirror work. And if you are interested, go and onto my Instagram page, and there's a booking link. You can buy my book from Castle Bookshops or at mayobooks.ie. Miracles appear when loved ones are near. And I do one-to-one work online and in person. I'm a trained in Reiki Rahani, and I'm a healer life teacher, and I just put all of them together. And again, all I'll ever do, I don't have a magic wand, I can't heal you or fix you, and I wouldn't want to. I just help hold space for you to connect within, to let some of the stuff go in order for you to connect in with the magic of you. So sending loads of love, and chat to you soon.